What some might call luck, I believe was grace at work. A widow, struggling and desperate, won the lottery twice. But her true transformation came in the confessional, where she found something far more precious than money. Stay tuned for this incredible story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the life of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, and it's one of those incredible testimonies that proves God's grace can turn even the most desperate situations into journeys of conversion. It's about a widow who, facing hardships after her husband's death, traveled to Padre Pio for guidance. But no one could have anticipated the change she experienced. The author shared, "Donna was a war widow. After her husband's death, her in-laws showed no interest in helping her. They offered no assistance to her or her two children. In fact, they made her life even harder. During World War II, when she left the city with her children to take refuge in the countryside, her in-laws took advantage of the situation and seized her home. When her eldest son was preparing for his first communion, they wouldn't so much as offer an old garment from her late husband for the occasion. With no other choice, Donna rented an apartment and returned to work at Michelin, the tire factory, to support her two children. But she was struggling financially. She wanted her in-laws to give her the house they had originally intended for their son. But they could not be convinced. Desperate for advice on what to do, Donna thought of traveling to see Padre Pio. But there was one problem. She didn't have enough money, for the journey, of course. And that's when she had an idea. She decided to play the lottery. Approaching the ticket sellers, she pleaded, "Please help me win, because I really need it." The staff laughed at first, but after hearing her story, they suggested three numbers, 2, 18, and 50. Taking a leap of faith, Donna placed her bet. You can just imagine her surprise when, the following Saturday, she read in the newspaper that she had won 86,000 lire. Now, it's hard to say exactly what 86,000 lire would be worth today, but it likely amounted to around 6 months' worth of wages, more than enough for her trip to San Giovanni Rotondo. But her brother had other ideas. "With this money, you could buy something for the house," he told her. "What nonsense to spend it on a trip to San Giovanni Rotondo." And she listened to him. Her eldest son, however, was bitterly disappointed in her change of plans. "Mom, you're a liar," he told her. "I'll never believe you again." Time passed, but Donna couldn't shake the feeling that she made the wrong choice. And so she decided to play the lottery again. This time she prayed, "If Padre Pio helps me, I'll go to San Giovanni Rotondo." And once more she won, this time 25,000 lire. After buying clothes for herself and her sons, they set off for San Giovanni Rotondo. When they arrived, they stayed in someone's home, sleeping in a hallway. For 14 days, they waited for their turn to confess to Padre Pio. But during this time, something miraculous happened to Donna's soul. She later recounted, "I saw Padre Pio in direct contact with God. His hands were bleeding, and I am certain he was reliving the scene of Calvary with Our Lady present. Every morning at 4 a.m., she would already be waiting for the church doors to open. During Mass, her soul was undergoing a profound transformation. She realized that something in her life needed to change. Back home, she had been living with a man who adored her, but she decided to end the relationship and confess everything to Padre Pio. When her turn finally came, she approached the confessional trembling. She could barely speak, and at that moment, she forgot all the reasons why she had come to Padre Pio in the first place. All she managed to say was, 'How could I have lived as I did all these years? I want to make a general confession.' Padre Pio asked, 'Do you truly repent for the sins of your past life?' 'That's why I'm here,' she replied. 'I want to change.' Padre Pio then guided her through an examination of conscience, gave her absolution, and kept his hands on her head for a long time. Upon returning home, she advised the man she had been living with to marry the mother of his child, and he did. At the factory where she worked, she told her friends, 'I apologize if I ever shocked you with my crude jokes. I will never make such jokes again.' She also resolved never to remarry, especially since one of her children had health issues. Dedicating herself entirely to her sons, she relied on her wages. And 6 years after her husband's death, she finally began receiving his war pension. As a final note, the author tells us that Padre Pio continued to watch over her children. He even healed her sick son. What began as a desperate attempt to reclaim her home ended with something infinitely greater: true conversion and peace of heart. And that's the real treasure. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.